Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, August 9th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Leading off today, a new report from Bloomberg details that Apple's rate of acquisitions has fallen dramatically in the past couple of years. According to new filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, Apple spent $1.5 billion on buying companies in fiscal 2020. That number fell to $33 million in 2021. And in 2022, during the first 9 months of the fiscal year, Apple's total stands at $169 million. Apple has enough money to buy up pretty much any company it wants. But the iPhone maker doesn't have a habit of making these big purchases. The Bloomberg report explains that Apple used to acquire a company every 3 or 4 weeks, but has dramatically slowed this process in the past 2 years. According to Bloomberg, there are two potential reasons for this, one being an increased amount of scrutiny from governments over antitrust concerns, and another being a slowing economy in the United States and concerns over a potential recession. But even though Apple at one point was acquiring a company every 3 to 4 weeks, it was never really making consistent large acquisitions. Its two most notable deals over the last few years were its acquisition of Beats for $3 billion in 2014 and its acquisition of Intel's smartphone modem business for $1 billion in 2019. Most of its other deals have been for smaller companies, with Apple usually targeting hiring for talent or patent reasons. There will always be variations in acquisition spending, but what this Bloomberg report makes clear is that there has been a notable drop in the past 2 years, and there's no evidence to suggest Apple has plans to reinvigorate its acquisition business anytime soon. In other news today, Apple is reportedly planning to switch the iPhone to USB-C for charging as soon as next year. We also now expect AirPods to make that switch as well. Reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo predicts that Apple will launch new versions of its AirPods charging cases as soon as next year, with support for being charged with USB-C. Currently, AirPods and AirPods Pro come with charging cases that can be charged with either wireless charging or lightning connectivity. There are new AirPods Pro coming later this year, but Kuo says the charging case for this model is expected to stick with lightning connectivity. Starting in 2023, alongside the iPhone 15, Kuo says that Apple will release new versions of its AirPods charging cases that offer USB-C. So what this means is that once the iPhone 15 goes USB-C in 2023, Apple will simultaneously start the process of switching all of its products to USB-C. This includes not only AirPods, but also things like Magic Keyboard, Magic Trackpad, and Magic Mouse accessories for the Mac, and the MagSafe battery pack for the iPhone. This will eventually mark the end of Lightning altogether, but given its prevalence, this will take years to actually accomplish. It's disappointing that Apple is planning to release AirPods Pro 2 this fall with Lightning for charging, only to turn around and release a new AirPods Pro charging case next year with USB-C. This will, of course, then require all AirPods Pro 2 users to spend more money on a new charging case if they want to charge with USB-C. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Collide is an endpoint security solution that uses the most powerful, untapped resource in IT, the end user. Old-school device management tools like MDMs force disruptive agents onto employee devices that slow performance and treat privacy as an afterthought. Collide does things differently. Instead of forcing changes on users, Collide notifies your team via Slack when their devices are insecure and gives them step-by-step instructions on how to solve the problem. By reaching out to employees via a friendly Slack message and educating them about company policies, Collide can help you build a culture in which everyone contributes to security because everyone understands how and why to do it. For IT admins, Collide provides a single dashboard that lets you monitor the security of your entire fleet, whether they're running on Mac, Windows, or Linux. That visibility makes it easy to prove your compliance to auditors, customers, and leadership. You can meet your compliance goals by putting users first with Collide. Visit collide.com/9to5MacDaily to find out how. That's KOLIDE.com bit.ly/9TO5MacDaily. If you follow that link, Clyde will also hook you up with a goodie bag, including a t-shirt and Collide stickers, just for signing up for a new trial. My thanks to Collide for their support of 9to5MacDaily. Rounding out today, Apple has released iOS 16 Beta 5 to developers. The update continues to refine on the features included in iOS 16, but this time Apple had a surprise in store for iPhone users. With iOS 16 Beta 5, Apple has finally added the battery percentage icon back to the status bar on the iPhone. This means you can quickly see the exact percentage of your iPhone's battery without having to swipe down into Control Center. To enable this feature, you just have to go into Settings, then choose Battery, and look for the new battery percentage option. Once you enable this, you'll see the exact percentage in the status bar inside the existing battery icon. The battery percentage was shown in the iPhone's status bar up until the release of the iPhone X in 2017. But with the introduction of the iPhone X and the notch, Apple dropped the battery percentage, saying that the reduced space in the status bar made it not possible to fit the information. Its thinking appears to have changed some 5 years later, which is why we now have the option thanks to iOS 16 Beta 5. This new battery percentage icon is available on any iPhone model with a notch, except the iPhone XR, the iPhone 11, the iPhone 12 mini, and the iPhone 13 mini. So for whatever reason, if you have one of those specific iPhone models, you won't be able to add the battery percentage back to your status bar. iOS 16 Beta 5 includes some other updates and new features, and we have the full rundown of everything you need to know at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.